Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Tan Talk Radio, 106.1.
Happy Tuesday. It's Self-Healing Tuesday. How is everybody out there today? God bless America. I'm just so excited about so many things that are going on that God is doing. He is such a wonderful, wonderful Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father. And I want to thank everybody for joining Living a Healthy Lifestyle show today. This show is just really growing, and I just want to thank everybody out there for getting me, you know, all the comments and the love and everything. You guys on Facebook, we want to shout out and say thank you guys for watching today. Marcy's back today, and I've got a special guest star, Chinny. And we met, it was a while ago, but first I want to thank Dawn for this show. She is with Miracle Stories, and if it wasn't for her, I would not have a show. So thank you, God, and thank you, Dawn, for this Beauty Queen special, and I'm a part of every single Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So anyways, Chinny and I met at the beach, right?
Yeah, at the beach.
Yeah. And I think it was Jimmy B's.
Yeah. Maybe it was Jimmy B's.
Yeah, it was. And but then we did a little bit of music together, and she is an amazing singer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I call her like my Tina Turner, because she's just got those heels on.
You're too kind.
But Chinny and I met, and we didn't know we were going to be here today doing this today, but this is just so great. And I just want you to tell me a little bit about yourself. And how did all this get started with your career and everything? It's so exciting.
Okay, well, my name is Chinny, as Carrie said. And thank you for having me today. I'd like to say that to you.
You're welcome.
And how I got started and how my career got started. Well, music has been sort of a trajectory for me. It's something that's happened later. I started off as a model, actually. And I modeled in New York and L.A., and I was on billboards and Vogue and Elle and Cosmo and lots of magazines and all that sort of stuff. And it's very in front of people focused, but I'm naturally a shy person. Very, 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 very.
I was going to say that. You are very shy. You said, yeah. Carrie, can you bring it down just a little bit? It's a little loud for me.
Yeah. I'm a bit of an introvert. But what happened is I was in New York City. I moved to New York to become a writer. And an actress. For some reason, I always loved doing plays and stuff, and I always sing. I love doing musicals and that sort of thing. But someone discovered me on the subway, and I ended up thrusting me into the fashion world. So I've been in fashion and entertainment for pretty much all my life, since I was about 18 years old.
I love the clothes that you wear.
Thank you so much.
They are so cool.
Pretty much since I was 18 years old. And I'm also a Christian, and I really believe that, you know, what you think, because the Bible says, as you think, so you are. How you feel, so you are. So being in entertainment fashion actually helped me feel better about myself, because I just grew up on a farm, a simple country girl. I wasn't really thinking about, oh, I've got to look this way, and I've got to present myself in front of people. And that has led me to more recently creating a beauty line.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about, too. But just a little bit on how, you know, you got all this started. So you're saying that you are kind of shy and timid a little bit.
Yeah,
but this is kind of taking you out of your comfort zone doing these kind of things.
And I think if I had never modeled, I wouldn't even be able to talk to you sitting here on the radio. I wouldn't be able. Yeah, when I first started, I remember like just being so scared. And I was married before my ex-husband would tell me, he's like, you've got to go. You've got an audition. You got to go. It was like I was a little child. Like, you know, he was like the parent pushing out to the first day of school. And I'm like, I don't want to go to kindergarten. No, no, no. And, you know, but then I started doing it. And it helped build my confidence.
Sure.
Which was good. And then moving into music, when I moved here to Florida, you know, fast forward a bit, I met you, And I sang at karaoke a couple times a little bit.
Yeah, that's how we also got together again. Because you would tell me, hey, Carrie, there's karaoke going on over here. There's karaoke. And that's how we'd hook up again and talk.
Yeah, and I'd always done musicals and that sort of thing. And then, so what happened with us, you know, you invited me to karaoke to sing. And next thing I knew, I was hosting where I was singing. Next thing I know, I'm working, I'm singing in a band, I've got to do it. I'm like, what's all this? Kind of just like New York. Things just sort of happen. And I think that's what God does in our life. He puts us on a trajectory. We may have a plan, but He has a bigger, better plan. And He sees that bird eye view of everything that we can't see. And He orders our steps. The word says that He orders our steps. They are ordered. You know, it says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and that He orders our steps. So when we are just open to that. So I thank you for being a part of that, for being something that He could use to sort of push me into music and stuff. I thought I was coming here to sort of retire from modeling. I'm like, I'm not going to be in front of people
anymore.
You got
another thing coming.
Yeah, I was going to get a corporate job and be a real person, like a real human, grown up human being, but no.
But that's what God does. He's done that for me. He turned this mess into a ministry.
Yeah.
And it's living a healthy lifestyle, you know?
And one thing that's always that I learned from modeling and that's always been important to me is, you know, you would spend that much time in front of the camera is how you look. I mean, I had a contract with the company for 15 years. It's the face of their company. But I had acne. I have oily skin and T-zone skin, so I had these acne blotches. And then I have sensitive skin, so that in my family, eczema runs in my family. So I would struggle with skincare, and they're putting makeup on me that would make me break out more, you know. And then, like I said, I've been in this business for a long time in front of the camera. I'm not 18 anymore. I'm not going to tell my age, but I'm not 18. Okay?
I won't ask. I promise.
I'm not 18 anymore. And so then, you know, you start to age and that sort of thing. And no one ever knows.
We know that.
Yeah. Everybody knows about aging. And what woman? You know, men, they get a gray hair. They get a wrinkle. It's like, oh, the debonair. Women.
They wear the same shoes. For years.
Yeah. Women, we've got to always be on top of it. You know, we get one line, one wrinkle, one anything. So I had a couple of things happen. One of the things that happened to me was I took a hiatus before moving here, and I was on my grandparents' farm, sort of just like fixing it up and that sort of thing in Maryland. And I had severe eczema scars that had developed on my arms just from you scratch eczema and it gets worse. And I remembered some herbs that my grandfather would use on the livestock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, well, dang, they grew back your hair. You know, they grew back the animal's hair. They if they had a bald spot or they had a scab, it healed. And I said, wow, that's amazing. And some things that my grandfather taught me. And then I started thinking, well, how could I preserve my skin? And I moved here to Florida, and I was very concerned about the sun, as we all should be, even though I'm much darker than you guys.
Right.
Got to be concerned about the sun.
Right.
I thought I saw on my forehead a wrinkle. I nearly died.
One wrinkle. Oh,
oh my goodness. You could have been a fly on the wall.
You don't know her like I know her.
Having a temper tantrum in the bathroom by myself. Being like, so absolute temper tantrum all by myself.
That's
insane.
So funny.
And so I was like, I got to do something about this. It's like, God, somebody. I was like, my grandfather passed away a while ago. I was like, granddaddy, somebody help me. And so I thought about what my grandfather did. And then I started thinking about how could I preserve my skin. And so I realized, I was like, wait, mummies. Mummies are preserved for thousands of years, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, their hair is intact. It still grows and they're dead. Their skin is intact thousands of years later. And I thought, what if I put what my grandfather taught me to use together with the ingredients used in mummification? Hence was born my skin product, Mummy.
Wow.
And I created it. I'd always, like I said, when I was modeling before, having problems with my skin, there were some other products that I had come up with, but it was just for personal use. But when I created Mummy, I realized that I couldn't keep this to myself. I don't have that. Do you see a wrinkle on my forehead?
No. Girl, ever since I've known you in 3 years.
Have you seen any scarring, big, giant scars on my arm?
No. I couldn't even tell that you had eczema.
I created Mummy. I'm telling you, this works. So this is my entire system. I will come back and talk about the other products within the system, which is a facial tea toner, a lotion, and a cleanser. But this is the serum that I created.
Oh.
This right here is Mummy. This is a sample for you. So when I created this product, I started using it. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I was like, it's not even going to work. I mean, I did all this research. I looked up NIH studies and chemistry when I was in college. Just sort of like I took 3 years of chemistry. It's kind of a hobby of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I did all this research, and I put these ingredients together. I started using it, and I was like, okay, is this going to work? Am I going to break out? Am I, you know, is my skin going to like burn off? Am I going to melt? It's going to be worse. And instead, what I noticed is the wrinkle went away. Well, and when I started noticing a change in my skin, a tightening. You guys see my face. It's how bright.
It's beautiful.
It's even more beautiful than it was when I met
velvety.
You.
Feel my skin.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. I can't wait to use this product.
So I
and it's all holistic, right?
It's absolutely preservative-free. It's 100% holistic. It's 100% natural. You do need to do a skin test when you first use it in case you're allergic to an ingredient. Because just because something's all natural doesn't mean you may be
allergic. You could still be allergic,
You could still be allergic. I mean, some people are allergic to water. It's a rare allergy.
Right,
you can be allergic to water. So it's very important to just do a little skin test to see if you're allergic to it. You put, I'll open this up for you. You open it up. You put a little... The larger bottles I saw are much larger than this. Yeah, so you can rub it in a little bit. And you see that it is a serum.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It totally made a difference in my hand.
It has a nice smell to it that both women...
Ooh, I like the smell. So did you use, like, any essential oils?
Well, some of the ingredients are essential oils. So it is a unisex product that I have both women and male clients use, and it soaks in about 30 minutes, it completely soaks in. And what it does at the cellular level, it gets under those dermal layers and it rejuvenates your skin. I mean, my brand is called Resurrection Brands. It resurrects your skin.
Wow,
when you use this,
beautiful.
You are being mummified while you're alive. It is bringing your skin to life. I have one client, and she swears she saw results after 3 days. I don't know, because I didn't see her 3 days after she started using it. I gave her some samples. And she went home, and she's like, I saw results, oh my God. And 2 weeks later, I saw her. She actually came to a place where I was singing, and I didn't recognize her. She is a 54-year-old woman. She's very pale in complexion. Mm-hmm. And she was thinking about getting a facelift because of some little wrinkles and stuff she had. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, this is a miracle, but it did something to her skin where I could see all those fine line of wrinkles. That's what it starts to work on, those things that aren't deep. You use it daily. I use it every day. For me, I even use it on my body, which is why I create a lotion. I even use it on my body. Mm-hmm. And it starts to plump out those fine lines and wrinkles. And with continued use, it starts to get to the deeper wrinkles.
Wow.
And I even had clients that used it on their hair, because what my grandfather taught me to use, I said, well, it grows back your hair.
Yeah.
I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But it can cause male pattern baldness and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of hair, but a lot of thick hair. But I never had like a great hairline. I had my dad's hairline, look like a man. So that was always my hairline anyway. And then I had polycystic ovarian syndrome. You know, as a model, I was like, oh my God, like I look like, you know, like I'm like, you know, like go bald, something like that. You know,
no.
All this hair in the rest of my head. I started using it around my temples. This is just around the temples where, you know, men's hair starts to recede. And you know, I have hair there now. There's hair there.
Wow.
I never had
That's
hair
crazy.
There before. I had
so
friends from high school that said, wait, you've always had that weird hairline. You didn't even have hair there in high school. How the heck did that happen? I said,
I'm going to be doing an event in January on the 29th. It's a holistic health fair at Russo's. This is our new location that we're doing a lot of events at, and it's just going to be exciting. And I'm going to have a lot of people there that are going to be doing stuff, and I would love to have you, if you're ready, to
I would absolutely love
share
to.
It with people, because my hand feels so soft, like a baby's. Well, anyways.
It smells good.
I love it.
It smells good.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
So Marcy, do you have any questions for Chinny?
Yes, I do. You said that you had a chemistry background. Did you have to hire a chemist to do this?
No. I have worked with herbs all my life because I grew up on a farm and my grandparents did not go to the doctor yet. So it was something that's natural for me. Mm. I did not work it with a chemist. When I first started creating my entire line, I did work with a chemist. He's head of toxicology at Columbia University.
Right.
He also runs a pharmaceutical company. Both of my brothers work for pharmaceuticals. So I kind of have a lot of doctors
background.
And a lot of people in the industry that I can reach out to and ask questions and say, okay, so what do we do about this? What should I do here? What should I do there? So that really sort of helped a lot, too. And, I took 3 years of chemistry in college. It's something, it's like a weird hobby. I'm a nerd. Like I said, I'm an introvert.
No, you're not.
That's good.
I'm an introvert.
I'm going to be weird science. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Other people are, like, watching, like, the next new sitcom, and I'm, like, sitting in the house, like, I wonder what happens if I mix this with that. Oh, no!
That's a good
thankfully,
thing.
This time, at work and it took wrinkles out. And I'm telling you, it works. I have clients who have grown back
their hair. That is awesome.
I mean, so it's
really
for the skin.
And then, Chinny, also, too, I wanted to tell everybody that you're going to be going to our open mic night on Wednesday.
Yes, I am.
And at Russo's. And we're just really growing at this restaurant where we've decided to help other people and have these events. And I had an event this Saturday. It went really well. We met a lot of people. We went outside and sang. People were walking by. They were vendors. And we're just bringing in the new people. So I just can't wait to get you on stage. She is a powerhouse on stage. She's amazing.
Wow.
And would you like to just like sing something that comes to your heart?
Oh. they're putting me on the spot right now.
Just for a minute, something that comes to your mind.
I'm trying to think of anything like what
Christmassy, something Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, I need a word, so.
Which song is it?
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby.
I can't even remember.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
You're so put me.
Okay, that's all right. But
I'm like embarrassed. See, I told you I'm shy. Now you got me blushing. I'm like you're singing it to me. Like, you know, I'm sorry I don't have a check or a platinum mine.
No, that's okay, because you're really, really good on stage.
Thank you.
Really
you know what, everyone? You have to come out and hear me, and you will see I don't have any wrinkles. This product will be available on my Chinny Chinny Facebook website. That's C-H-I-N-N-I-E. I'm the only one. And we'll be doing a product launch party soon, and it will be available
online. How about you do the product party in Russo's?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we could talk. We could definitely talk to Dawn about that and see what she thinks. And we could have a facial thing one night, you know, have some women come in. Yeah. I mean, we are thinking about doing one in February for the women that you know, don't have anywhere to go on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
So we were kind of thinking about doing that with them, and we're also with Bridget. My girlfriend Bridget does wine and paint. Now I'm not a wine drinker, and she isn't either, but she does these wine glasses that people bring, you know, that want to paint them.
Oh, okay.
And it's really cool. It's art therapy.
Oh, yeah. I actually made a wine glass once. A bunch of girls got together. Mine was horrible. I almost burned the building down. I was like turning it. There was fire, live fire. Yeah, I know I'm a little Miss Chemistry, but there was live fire. Next thing I knew, like, my stem was flying across the room. I'm like, sorry.
So is it true that this location that you were singing at and this location that you were at, there was hardly nobody there, and then, like, you came in and you just brightened up the place, and now it's packed?
That was true.
St. Pete's Beach?
Dog Bar. You should come out and come sing karaoke with me. I'm hosting there on Friday and Saturday nights. And and now there's like...
And now you're hosting at Nico's.
Yeah, yeah.
Russo's.
Yeah, and at Russo's as well. And I'm doing work in the studio. Like I said, I'm a person who is used to being on camera and in front of people. That's why I created my product. And I'm working in the studio.
And are you writing songs?
Yes, I'm working on original music.
Wow,
so
that's great.
I will have an album coming out soon. So
you'll see
that. And I will not have a wrinkle on my face on the cover.
Well, I'm going to be wearing
and
that
neither
stuff
will you,
too.
You're gonna start
we'll have to get some of that, definitely.
So, you know, I'm working on my album that I'm working on, California Girl Turned Country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm working
awesome.
On that.
I love that.
And I'm also working on a book, Living a Healthy Lifestyle, and then a new song called Living in the Blessed Life Now. And I love that God is really, I could just see you just like, we were both these seeds when we first met, and God was watering us. He was constantly watering us, and we were growing, and we were learning, and we were meeting new people, and we were getting all these opportunities. And I can just see you just like this flower. You just boop.
Thank you.
And it was something that you didn't think that you had the capability of doing. And look what God has done, right?
You know, he like you said, he tills the field for us. We're the little seed. He puts us in. He's the sunshine. Christ is that sunshine.
Amen.
You know, God sends the water. Amen. Water can be people in your life. Like, you were some water in my life. My next door neighbor, Cody, I'd like to shout out to her. She was water in my life, because I'd be in the house and she'd be like, Chinny, what are you doing? Get outside.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, get outside.
That's
so, you know,
good.
You have people in your life who are like the water. Christ is the sunshine. As long as he keeps shining on us,
yes.
We just grow up and we burst out. And we have branches and limbs and all kinds of leaves, and they go in all different directions, and that's what happens when we stay in that place where he wants us to
when
be.
When we stay on that road.
Yeah, when we stay on that path.
Yeah.
And when we're open to new things, is what if we weren't open to it? I mean, see, think about a seed. I mean, a seed is has this hard shell. There's pressure. Pressure.
Right.
We cannot be run away by pressure in our lives, by difficulty in our lives. So that pressure forces the seed, like the seed has to push, and it comes out, and it pops out. You know, we have to be willing to pop out.
Right.
And so
right.
that's why I'm here, because
get
it
out
pops
of our comfort
out.
Zone,
yeah.
right?
I mean, at first I was going to even keep my product, Mummy. It's M-U-M-I. I was going to keep my product to myself because I was like, oh no, but what if it doesn't work on other people? What if this? And I said, you know what? I just need to pop out. I just need to do it. I need to start giving
right,
my
because thou shall not fear. 365 times in the Bible it says, right. thou shall not fear. Yeah. And so we that's really true. Shouldn't that have so any true. Fear at all.
And, you know, there's a Christian author and televangelist Joyce Meyer, which I'm sure you guys are aware of.
I am. I have her book right in front
yes,
of me. That
I love
she
her.
Did. This is her magazine.
Oh, okay.
Enjoying Everyday Life. She's my favorite. It's
and
good that you
know,
said
she
that.
She says all the time, and I remember huh. this. I used to listen to her all the time. She says, "Do it afraid."
Yes.
And I never forgot that.
Right.
I was about like 20 years old, and I was listening to her, and I was like, "Do it afraid." And like that comes to mind even when you think about the Bible. You think about Moses. I don't know if you guys know the story about Moses, but Moses, God told him to go out and speak to people. And
amen.
He was like,
he
Lord,
did.
He's like, I'm a person, I can't talk, I'm scared, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. And instead, like, God was like, you know what, go, and then sent Aaron to help him.
Yeah,
so,
he
and,
did.
So he
and
did
he was asking, and he was asking God, he's like, why did you choose me? And I feel like that's where I'm at right now. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, God, why did you choose me? But he did. He chose me to start Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. He chose me to pick up the phone the other day. He put me on your mind to call me and yeah. say, hey, Carrie, what's going on? You know, where else is karaoke going on? And that was just amazing. And then I asked you to be on the show. And it was just everything is the right time at the right place, the mm-hmm. right time God has us.
Yeah. You know, now a song mm-hmm. is coming to mind.
Well, you got about 2 minutes, right? We got 2 minutes
because this
before
is what God
the
does
end.
To us. This is what God does to us. Upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, you turn me
oh, yeah.
inside out and round and round. Upside down, Lord, turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me. That is exactly what our lives do.
Oh, my
do
gosh. That's so awesome.
Beautiful
in God's
voice.
Hand.
Amen.
Beautiful
you know,
voice.
What I like to do is I like Thank to you. Take a song that was written maybe by another artist and turn it into, like, Don't Stop Believing, Jesus is Always Healing, Spirits and Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And I have that's about as far as I've got with that. I haven't asked Journey. That's not my song. But I love to do that. Or I Got You, God. You know, with Sonny yeah. and Cher. Yeah. I Got You, God. And I'm
oh,
never going to let
great.
You go.
I
right?
Love
Isn't that
I
just
love
awesome?
It. I love it.
And so I love to take these songs and like turn them into inspirational Christian things.
Aww.
And, you know, we got to get permission. But hey, guys, we've only got a minute left. I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to thank everybody. Please keep in mind, we've got so many events coming up. My holistic health coaching fair at 515-822-4877. I'm looking for vendors to come in with holistic ways to help people. And then we've got Russo's. We've got every Thursday night, I'm going to be on stage doing comedy. We've got every Wednesday night. We got Chinny coming on Wednesday nights to do open mic night. Maybe even some karaoke on Sunday. And guys, just I just ask everybody to, at this season, just do something nice for someone. Just do something nice. Marcy went and bought food for people. Just go out there and just do something nice. We mm-hmm. we got a lot of toys together for the Toys for Tots, and we gave a lot of toys away to different families. That was great. Let's just continue to keep doing things in this Christmas season because everybody needs help. And this is Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show and Carrie Kay. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next Tuesday, 3 o'clock.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tan Talk Radio 106.1.